Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live, but now pre-recorded here at beautiful Keystone, Colorado, in Consensual Studios here at 545 Productions. And we are Ignorant and Uninformed. We are your borderline autistic hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Definitely 12 toothpicks. That's the size I get.
Sarak.
I mean, I'm probably on the spectrum. That's cool.
There's at least 12 toothpicks.
I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. I've seen Rain Man.
How many topics are in the bowl?
Yeah, at least 40, two.
47 topics.
At least two.
47 topics.
More than two.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
This is your podcast, we talk 30 minutes about whatever you tell us to.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
If we pick your time, well, whatever we feel like talking about.
Yeah.
It's ultimately what we do.
Yeah. It's
and Max is going to tell you why it's your podcast and why your topics matter.
Your topics matter because that's the excuse we use to sit
because
in this
hashtag
room and talk
all
to each
topics
other.
Matter.
Yeah.
Hash brown all topics matter.
Hash brown.
All topics matter.
Hash brown Instagrammed.
Topic lives matter. But we give you t-shirts.
Is that Instagram gluten free?
Hell no. It is chocked full of the delicious glutens. Because we appreciate being able to do this for y'all and the topics. We give you t-shirts.
It's your iPad free range.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Totally.
Yes, it is.
Totally. And it's named Hector.
Hector.
Hector! Twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un. You can get us a topic that way. You can hit us up on the Facebooks, message the show, become a friend of the show. You can visit our website, ignorantanduninformed.com. Listen to the episodes, stream the episodes, click the topics button, or email us, topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. Boosh.
Topic time.
We're
going to reach on in there and
do it,
man.
Me to do it?
Else? I mean, you've already got the bowl in your hand.
There'll be time.
I just like making the noise.
It's all right, buddy.
I miss it when it's not there.
All right. Well, you can make it every time,
me?
Yes, Boy George, I do.
Do you really want to make me cry?
Yeah, I do.
I was actually, that wasn't Boy George, that was Wedding Singer.
Had the time of my life.
And I never felt
this way
before.
Ooh, this is a good one. No name, though.
You're not where.
Are UFOs real?
Of course. Next topic.
Next.
Unidentified flying objects. No, we know what everything in the sky is. They've all been identified.
Every single one. It's true. I like to think that UFOs are real.
Yeah.
Do you think they've? Here's the other question: have they visited this planet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Are crop circles aliens or is that pranks?
Both.
That was actually proven. Like dudes admitted to.
Like they would walk on like big paddle like.
Yeah, it was
things.
Just like a bunch of drunk people in England were like, "Hey, we live in the country and have nothing else to do. Like, let's do this." And then.
But are there real ones too? Like crop imitators? Circles that aren't hoaxes?
No, I don't think so.
You think all crop circles are
hoaxes? Yes, I do. There's a great book that Carl Sagan wrote called Demon Haunted World that talks about like all of it's a lot about conspiracy
like superstitions
theories.
And conspiracies.
Well, yeah, and just like how, you know, there's like applying some scientific method and thought to all of these things. And I mean, the reality is it's a lot easier or it's a lot more. It makes a lot more sense, like Occam's razor style, that like the people putting on like tennis racket shoes and stomping around in cornfields.
Right. That actually does make more sense.
As opposed to like.
Another argument I've always had about like, you know, when they're like, the American government won't tell us anything. And it's like, you know, China has an Air Force. Russia has an Air Force. Like it would be really odd to me for the whole world governments as a collective whole to deny aliens.
Well, especially when they have the most to gain, because what would that do be like ramp up military technology.
Oh,
and I mean,
and space exploration. And yeah. I mean, you could charge a ton of money. We're going to get attacked. We need to fucking boost our defenses.
Exactly.
Well, that's kind of they're coming out with an Independence Day too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the premise is that once aliens were like, we used their technology to make, you know, awesome space powered fighter jets and stuff, you know, mm-hmm.
so
why wouldn't we have done that already? If we had a spaceship, why wouldn't we at least?
I mean, I definitely believe that we are not alone in the universes.
I think
galaxies.
Just statistically, the probability is staggering that we're alone.
Right,
it's staggering.
Yeah.
Like, just the number of stars in the universe, let alone the number of stars in our own galaxy.
Well, there's a ton of M-class planets and everything like that that could support life. Like,
that's a Star Trek term. That's not a real thing.
M-class planets?
M-class planet.
Is that not a real thing?
No, that's an M-class planet is a Star Trek term for like an inhabitable planet, like an Earth-like planet.
Ah, shit.
But, however, there is still a separate classification.
I heard it on TV. It's real.
In real life.
What do they call them?
They call them
Earth planets.
Earth planets.
Earth-like EL planets. Earth-like
ELPs.
There is a name. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's called M-class, you fucktard.
You're right. M-class planet.
Let's go with M-class. Whatever.
Dude, I don't give a shit what you say. Captain Jean-Luc Picard would not lie to me.
Yeah. He would follow the prime directive.
But Patrick Stewart would steal your money, just so you know.
That English bitch.
There's also like the Fermi paradox, which is like the whole set of.
You want to explain that to the other people in the audience that don't know what that is?
Oh yeah, the Fermi paradox. I mean, I know what it is.
I know what it is too, but
yeah,
I mean,
I've read about it. Yeah. I'm having a hard time remembering. Actually,
it's the
which one
it's
it is,
like, but there are like 7 or 8 reasons why we haven't found civilizations.
Oh yeah,
yet.
Yeah,
and there's like. I mean, things from, like, they've all gotten extinct, like, they reach a similar level of technology and then extinct themselves, as we might do. And, like, it's just a classification of reasons for why we haven't found life in the stars.
Interesting.
Yet.
Or, yeah, is that also the one that considers, like, the ants on the highway?
Ooh, I don't know.
Idea. But the idea is that, you know, that perhaps we are just so insignificant in the grand scheme of things in the galaxy that it would be like an anthill. Building an anthill next to a highway. Would the ants have any idea of what is next, you know, any concept?
No. Oh, I got you.
They wouldn't understand what the highway is.
Right.
And they wouldn't even know what to look for. You know what I mean? So maybe we are the ants, in fact. And
sure.
There could be some kind of, you know, just super high. And then, you know, if you're driving on the highway, you're not going to take any notice of the anthill on the side of the.
Right.
You know,
no, that's good. Yeah. I get what you mean.
So there's that. There's the idea that perhaps there's. Interstellar travel comes with some kind of transcendence of a society that literally they don't function on the same plane of existence that we do.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's
that they've like they crossed parallel dimensions or something, transdimensional beings that.
Well, I mean, there's still a whole lot. I mean, it's largely undiscovered, you know, just like a lot of our ocean is still largely undiscovered
and constantly expanding
Yeah. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't even explored.
And it's really actually hard because like, you know, you'd be like, man, it's a long ways from here to Maine, but you know, there's a lot of stuff in between here and Maine. Mm-hmm. But you cross Utah and there's nothing for a long time. And as you're walking as a person, if you put that into like the same scale as us traveling around in our solar system, like we really haven't gone that far.
No, we've gone like next door.
Yeah, exactly. In the whole grand scheme of the Earth, we've gone next door. Exactly.
Yeah.
We've been to our own satellite, but we haven't even explored the whole thing.
Right.
And
right.
We've sent.
We haven't even explored our whole own planet.
Yeah.
Yet. You know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to. You know, I feel like it's just mathematically impossible that we're the only thing out there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like it just seems like mathematically impossible.
Well, and then,
however,
with the
I don't
of
think
stars,
that
the number of planets, the number of potentially inhabitable
it's
planets,
it's the arrogance of the human race that assumes that they want to come here to steal our technology or to gather resources or whatever. And the way I see it is, if they're the point of space travel, like. It'd be like us being like, well, I want to go back to the caveman days and get a will, you know, essentially to me is what it would be like if they were to come here and want our things. There's just this arrogance where they're like, oh, they want to come and just destroy us. And it's like, why? We're insignificant to them. We're not a threat to them. We're not.
But we were made in the image of the creator of the universe, Benji.
Right. So, yeah, of course. So we would be the number one target.
Exactly.
And America specifically. On our planet would be the number one target because we're so enviable.
I mean, that's like District 9, like one of the first things in that movie when they're like, yeah, everyone thought they'd come to like New York or Tokyo, but they showed up in Johannesburg. So.
Right. Yeah.
And like, I actually thought that was kind of like, oh, interesting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like, why would they come to New York or Tokyo? Or
why would they? It's crowded.
London. Yeah. Right.
Crowded and dirty.
Too many people. Right.
Well, and it's also like, so time also becomes part of it because, you know, like you said, it's very improbable that we are the only thing out there, but are we the only thing out there now? Like in this time frame?
Right, right.
Like who's to say there weren't things millions of years before or there won't be things millions of years after?
No, there definitely will.
Right.
And the thing, you know, it very well could be that there is another civilization out there right now, but it's so far away that the light we would ever see is literally thousands of years old. Because
right, right. If you were able to look at it through a telescope, you'd be like, wow, they're in the, like if they were to look at us through a telescope, they'd be like, my God, they're still hammering around on stone tools and
be like,
and this and that.
Giant fucking lizards all over the place. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they have no idea. They wouldn't have any idea unless they have.
Unless they landed in England, causing a crop circle to research who we are and how they can benefit from our technology as they zip around the galaxies and the cosmos.
I mean, it also brings into question, like, how do we define life? Like, what if life in other places isn't anything like life here? And, like, would we even know? You know, would we even recognize it?
One of the things I would be most interested in, man, is, like, the culture of it. Like, are they arrogant? Like, is there another group of, you know, aliens zipping around through space being like, dude, everybody wants to be like us. Everybody wants our technology. We got to worry about everybody else coming over here and stealing our stuff because, you know.
They have big fucking walls
right,
built up around all their cities and nations. I'd be curious about their, like, belief structure and, like, how they explained, you know, like the world and their religion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, if they have religion, if religion is even a thing.
Yeah.
Because,
it just blows my mind. Like, there's, I mean, you got to think about.
And you're talking about different composites, too, man. They may not even be carbon based life forms, man. I mean, something completely different that, you know, maybe they're probably just white cotton panties, but, you know, I mean, maybe something cool I don't even know about, you know? Like, you know?
Maybe there's just some crazy, like, you know. Like three-titted aliens out there.
Dude, I'm
like,
telling you, man. I mean, like,
we can
only
hope, and the governor can be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But it was all a dream anyway.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Always. What were you going to say, Ben?
I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, if light truly is like the limitation of people observing us, right? Unless they're here, they've traveled, and somehow decided to stop at Earth, which is, you know, one of billions of planets out there, trillions. If they, you know, but like, you got to think about it. It wouldn't even be worth their time if they're looking at us from 1500 light years away. That's 1500 years ago. That's 500 AD.
Well, based on the science that we know,
yeah,
like their observational fucking technology could far surpass anything we even.
But to us, like the speed of light is kind of the
constant in the universe.
Yeah, like there's some kind of limitation. Right. As far as we know, exactly. But like. There's some kind of limitation with the actual speed of light that they can't speed it up to see what's happening in the future.
Or just the way we measure or our perceptions. But yes, no, exactly. Like maybe they could travel.
Yeah, they could travel there. But if you say they're at their home planet X and looking in their giant ass telescope at Earth and they're looking and they're whatever, say 2016 light years away, right? They're seeing Jesus getting thrown up on a cross or something.
Well, the idea that you can fold space and wormhole that shit.
Light. They don't even have, like, they have candles. They're burning fossil fuels for.
I mean, we're still doing that.
I would say that if they have the technology to bend space, fold space, and travel through it, then they could probably fold space and look through it and shorten that observational time substantially.
Sure. That seems like a solid bit of logic. Yeah. Like, hey, before we go there,
let's look at it in real time.
Not when the big lizards were there.
Like, I mean,
like that time traveler guy on Rick and Morty, the big like testicle looking dude. Eddie's like,
I might not have seen that one. I only saw half of the.
Yeah, he's like if you
ones in Adult Swim.
He's like, yeah, no, the one with the dinosaurs. Yeah, no, because they're like time travel. He's trying to get his friend there, and he's on the phone. And they don't exist in our timeline. He's like, yeah, no. If you get the bird people, you've gone too far. Go back, like, or whatever it is. Like, can't remember what it is. Because it's like they're also not only a place but a time they're meeting at.
Sure.
In the grand scheme of things, which is very interesting.
That show was funny though, man.
I loved Rick and Morty. Oh, dude, great show. I can't wait for the next season. Mr. Poopy Butthole is my favorite. character.
Oh, okay.
In the world. So funny.
There was. Have you checked out
and Bird Person? Hello, I am Bird Person.
There's a YouTube channel.
Wubba dub dubs.
Wisecrack.
Oh.
That they do like a bunch of like they do like Thug Notes, which is just like I don't know. This black dude who's all gangster talking about like classic literature, which is
instead
pretty,
of Cliff Notes, it's Thug Notes,
yeah, totally.
That's
which is pretty awesome. And then they do like a bunch of like
it's like so Beowulf walks in, yeah, there, right,
no, totally.
And he's fucking like stop yeah. messing with my shit,
yeah,
bitch,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, there's this motherfucking big ass monster,
yeah, and the fucking Grendel and shit, and they got the stacks. But they also do
and that little bitch comes in and tears shit up.
Media why do and why philosophy. Do black people speak so ignorantly in your mind?
I was trying to put on some.
I think it's
some
more gangsters.
Flavor, gangster just, style.
Oh, okay.
Style.
Yeah. That was gangster, not ignorance. Okay.
No, I think gangsters talk like that.
Oh, okay.
Not just black people. I think all gangsters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, regardless okay. of color.
Oh, I got you. I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
regardless.
Yeah, irregardless of.
But they have a Rick and Morty and philosophy video they do as well, which
I think
you
I've seen
may
it.
Enjoy. Okay.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I totally believe they are. I believe their interest in our planet would be very minimal, quite honestly, because they have at that point, like we always think that maybe they just want to observe us, and it's like why?
Well,
why? Yeah. Like maybe they don't have the same curiosities that we have. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of other planets to mine for resources that are uninhabited. Like the military threat is the one that kills me. Where there's all the, you know, like there's so many people that just automatically assume that aliens want to take over. And maybe that sells books. You know what I mean? It's that whole like
fear.
Doomsday fear. Yeah, sure. It's that whole thing. And maybe that's why we've gotten to that point is where like, you know, there's been enough material out there to kind of sway people's public judgment on what aliens want from us. You know what I mean? So you do have a lot of the movies and books that are based on alien domination. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's necessarily being projected.
What's funny, what's funny about that, motherfucker?
I just thought of Gollum alone. Know how
binge picking? Know how it is work? How it is work? See?
It just came back into my head.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna be dropping an album 2016.
Look out, y'all!
I really look forward to holding you to that.
Yeah. No, we're gonna do it, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Yeah, put all the work in, man. I'll show up.
All right.
We got you.
The
got you.
But yeah, I mean, it's
I'm going to write the lyrics that day. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
All below know how this works.
But it's going to be necessarily projection. Oh, you don't need to apologize, man.
Benji Pig, go to grease them wheels. Grease them wheels. Grease them wheels.
Brilliant. I'm sorry you have to put up with us.
No, don't be sorry.
Rachel
Zook, and you're not sorry. Stop apologizing when you're not sorry.
I'm sorry.
Rachel Zook going to bake that hollow. Right? Haza? Hala?
Hala.
Hala. Get the phlegm in there.
Hala.
Yeah, like phlegm.
Hala.
Yeah, exactly.
Hala.
But I mean, anything we think about aliens, I mean, like, is based on what we think. Like, is based on ourselves.
What
and
we
our
think.
Our projections.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, mm-hmm. we think they're going to be hostile because...
We're hostile.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because we want to take over other countries and
yeah.
resources, so that's what we think they
imperialists.
Want.
Yeah.
We have a sweet-ass planet. Let's go get their planet.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take all their shit. We don't understand what they do. They must not use it. Sounds like a great idea.
I think it could.
I think it'd be funny, man. Like aliens come here with some big humanitarian effort to clean up our planet and all this and that. We just start destroying
just
the shit out
fire.
Of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you! You'll never take us alive.
Fucking
and it's like, no, we're here to clean things up.
Will Smith steps up like he's real, like he's
welcome
a real person.
Earth.
He's like, welcome to Earth. And everybody's looking to Will Smith to fucking solve this problem.
Yeah, it's true. And it's true. That's how you know we're boned.
When Will Smith is in charge.
Yeah. Although.
Not because he's black, but because he's stupid. Just kidding. I don't
because
think
he's an
stupid.
Actor. Shout out Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Whatever.
I always think it's funny, man, like how people just assume that like actors know a lot of shit because they're actors. Like there's people out there right now that think Matt Damon is an expert at Martian technology or, you know, Mars as a planet. There's people out there that really believe that he understands Mars. You know,
he was there.
Or botany.
or botany or anything else.
He was there for
else.
Like
yeah.
90, like 150 some odd days. He was there for a long time.
No, he was.
Mm-hmm. He sure was.
Although it did impress me, like watching that movie, that it was as popular as it was with no explosions or violence or sex or, mm-hmm. you know, things that people go to see movies for, ostensibly.
Castaway was the same way. It was extremely popular and it was Tom Hanks surviving.
Yeah, I think people like those survival stories, you know, like because they like to think that. That oh I would live, I would do it.
You know, an interesting theory is that they like them because
you could pull that thing out of your
but
lung.
But both of those movies end up well.
Hatchet was my favorite book as a kid. Like,
I would have loved to have seen Castaway end up with some fucking pig shitting out his watch. You know, like where he ate Tom Hanks, where he lost, and then Castaway wouldn't have been that great of a movie. In both of those movies, in all of those movies,
especially
that person always gets rescued.
Pig.
You know what I mean? It was really not a movie about the person that doesn't.
It's true.
Which I think.
Well,
there's
127 days, hours, 127 hours.
He rescues himself, though.
Yeah, but he's cut off his own arm.
He still lives to tell the story. It would be funny to me. It would be a better story to me if they found him.
I mean, like Grizzly, but like Grizzly Man. Well, that's a documentary.
I'm just amazed James Franco has both his hands still.
I know. How the hell did he grow it back?
Dude, you know there's people that are like, dude, how'd you do that swamp thing? What the fuck?
Like, what are you, a troll? Jesus Christ, man.
Regeneration.
Yeah.
Good joke. Nice one.
No, it was a terrible joke, but go on. Yes.
I'm going to have to side with Max on this one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So that's what's funny to me, man. I think if we were more diplomatic.
You're all insignificant. Nothing matters. Let's go watch TV.
You know, with kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's like there's that whole group that's based in Colorado, actually, that actually have been trying to communicate with them. They've been sending signals into space trying to communicate with them for a long
SETI
time.
SETI or whatever?
SETI.
Yeah.
And they've actually searched for. They've definitely had some weird shit happen. You know what I mean? They've documented some, you know, flying orbs and stuff like that that have. And they've been projecting, you know, thoughts and energy out into space and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, of course, you talk, you know, you listen to the documentary about those guys and it's legit, you know. But for every piece of strong evidence that supports alien technology, like there's also
evidence.
Yeah, there's also something that's like, nah, that's not what that is. That's an aborted fetus. It's not an alien. In Chile, they find a bunch of these little alien looking aborted fetuses out in the desert and they basically get sunbaked and sandblasted. And look like tiny little aliens because it was illegal to do abortions there or something like that. So they take them way out of the desert. And then this thing's covered in, you know, slime after birth and whatnot, and then gets caked with sand and then blasted in the sun. So it basically becomes mummified. And so it's the mummified remains of a fetus, but it looks like an alien because the skin's all shrunken up on a tiny little skeleton.
Sure, and the head's all like baby head.
Big and yeah, it's all disproportionate and everything like that. So
possibly
it does
even
look cone just
shaped
like an alien.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is still cone shaped and everything like that. So it's quite interesting.
Yeah. That's what I mean. And that's the thing in that Sagan book is that like before aliens were a thing, people would like blame demons
and devils.
Like all the same stuff still happened but it would like they just attribute it to
as technology dragon changes and science changes and theories change, then it becomes we have to demonize something else.
I mean, I kind of believe dragons were a thing in the sense that like there were old dinosaurs that like lasted through
somehow
the event
lasted.
Only because they're so pervasive
but Noah would have brought them on the ark otherwise.
Yeah, right.
So we would have had them dragons around.
right
but you know what, if they could fly. If they could fly,
quasicaudal,
like a dragon.
I agree with that. I don't think there was that one single event that destroyed all the dinosaurs. I think that's a bold ass statement. I believe it killed most of the dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, like
and
90...
I agree with you 100%. There had to be look at parrots. Like they live fucking 120 years or something like that. There's
parrots
reptiles.
Do?
Yeah, like parrots and
tortoises do.
Yeah, tortoises.
Tortoises do.
Parrots. Yeah, parrots will live like fucking 100 something years, dude.
There's crazy.
Snakes will live fucking for a really long time. Like reptiles and birds can live for fucking a long, long fucking time. Like compared to us, you know, like that's pretty significant. Yeah. Something back then might, you know, like a 300 year lifespan might not have been that big of a deal.
Right.
You know, on some
of
those.
All, that's like six generations, especially
right,
with like
of
or
human.
10. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems to us like, oh my God, this thing transcends time. But, you know, I would not be surprised if there was some big, you know, for lack of a better word, dragons.
Monster.
Yeah, monsters. Well, I mean, like, sea monsters. I definitely believe that there was sea monsters back in the day to some degree.
Yeah, you could easily mistake like a large crocodile. Back in the 1700s, they were crocodilian type thing for a dragon with a giant mouth of teeth.
And in the 1600s, 1700s, man, they were killing animal, you know, creatures of the sea. You know, so
the woolly mammoth
like,
was still around, for God's sake. You know, like saber-toothed tigers were around until...
Well, at least until the Flintstones got...
Well, at least until the Flintstones stopped using them for their, you know, garbage collection.
Yeah. It's a living.
It's always some stupid shit like that. You're right.
I hate quitting time because they pull on the tail and he's like... Aah! He's like, I hate 5 o'clock.
That really actually hurts kind of very badly.
But
that's why I always scream.
Oh, shit.
Ah, this motherfucker's calling me back again. I'll call you back later on.
How much time we got?
You got.
You can call him back.
We have 5 minutes.
You can call him back in 5 minutes.
I'm going to call him back in 5 minutes.
You can go now if you really need
Matt,
to.
Matt, I'm going
to
call you back in 5 minutes.
You heard it here, Matt.
You're to hear, Matt.
Stop being an asshole.
You enterprise rent a car, fuckhead.
You budget truck rental, fuck.
Budget truck rental, fuck.
That's right. Now we're just airing our grievances. Yeah. Passive aggressive airing of grievances. I hope you listen to this, Matt.
I had to do a fire inspection at the jail not too long ago, and there was a dude in the cell, and he was like, I have grievances. We could see him on the computer, you know, on the TV screen.
Yeah.
And he's like in there like, I have grievances. I want everybody's badge numbers, and I'm just trying to have a normal conversation with this. So you guys been busy? Hey, I want badge numbers. Nah, we haven't been really that busy. I have grievances. I'm throwing up blood. He's not throwing up blood. Nah, I didn't figure he was. How long you worked here? Oh, about 12 years. I'm throwing up blood. Finally, the guy was like,
I have anal fissures.
The guy was like, no. He pushed the button. He was like, no, you're not. And he goes, are you calling me a liar? The guy goes, yes. And then the guy just stopped like, fuck. Like he stopped talking. Like, and I was like, you know, if you're really throwing up blood, you'd be like, man, fuck you, dude. I'm in here puking. Get a nurse over here.
Well, there's also this cameras.
Guy. Yeah. And he's like, are you calling me a liar? He's like, yes. And then it was just like dead silence. The guy was like, just like, damn, man.
Fuck.
Like, these guys are just too good. These guys are just too good.
Like, how did he see through that? How did he see through my empty that's where I am powerless in this cell?
That's
I don't know.
Really funny. You know, as he's watching him not throw up
I'm
blood.
Really more just upset with my life choices at this point.
Like, the guy was just walking
to
around.
Be quite honest.
Like, we were watching him. He's just walking around in a circle. I just threw up blood again. He's like, I can see you. No, you didn't.
No.
Damn it.
He's like,
foiled
damn it.
Again.
You didn't. Crazy ass people, man. Making shit up.
No, that's true. And
like aliens.
Exactly. Maybe
no, exactly,
we are fucking
man.
Alone.
But they're real. They are, though.
I mean,
I do believe it.
Yeah, just mathematically, I don't see there's any way that we're.
We're not alone in the universe, but I don't know if we'll ever know that we're not alone in the universe. You know what I mean?
Maybe you know, I've always thought like it'd be interesting. Then. Like there could be like microbes and microbiology that comes in on meteor fragments.
Well, they think
and could really try. Yeah, that they think that's where the primordial ooze came from.
Like,
was
that it's like that it survived on some you know lifeless asteroid.
So there is literally like
state.
We could get like we could encounter a. Completely fucking invasive, pervasive species that just comes in and just wipes out our planet.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of noxious.
Micro level. Know?
Yeah.
Totally. Like, we think it's going to be macro, but.
Yeah, and it's something just tiny, microscopic that fucking just wipes out humanity.
Or maybe there's some other primordial soup out there, but it's going to take it 6 billion years to fucking, you know.
Yeah, and I believe there's planets out there in all different stages of technology, you know. Some that are way far more advanced than us. And then, of course, man, when you start talking about different composites, chemical makeup, all that stuff, you know, the periodic table being completely different, I mean, completely different on another planet, then we can't even fathom what's
if like
what's
all
possible.
The constants that we found
you know,
on this
we can
planet
only
are out the
base
window.
What we think can occur, you know, on other planets based on the chemical compositions that we know about.
Yeah.
When if we don't know, you know what
so
I mean?
So if you throw, if you throw those out.
Right. Yeah, you take that like, completely out the window and it's something that we don't even know about, then then it's safe to say that there's just no fucking way that we have any idea what we're dealing with out there as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what happens if, like, you're in a system with a star that doesn't operate on hydrogen and helium primarily. It's, you know, like, denser and larger. And, like, who knows what that does to the life, the chemical composition of things and
yeah.
chains.
I mean, there
what,
could be a
scientists
giant...
know? Fuck that. They
there
don't
there,
know.
There
they
could guess. Be a giant Dyson sphere out there, dude, with fucking...
Like a vacuum cleaner?
55, exactly, with 55 million, just like his space balls, man, how they sucked all the oxygen out of...
Suck.
Yeah.
Giant vacuum. Yeah. Suck. Well, speaking of sucking, that's going to do it for this That's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We have been your borderline... ugly hosts, Mr.
Autistic
Benji
and ugly this episode. I like it.
I like it.
I'm in a self-deprecating, nice phase stage of my life. Mr. Benji Pickens.
I'm a gloriously ugly Aspie.
Mm-hmm. And Max Sarak Stansarak.
She went from suck to blow.
My God. And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore.
My Schwartz is bigger than yours.
And I lied. I have not seen Rain Man.
I can't believe you fell
through
that.
We'll be back next week with a brand
new. Thank you for coming.
I've never seen that.
I don't even know.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshers. Make sure you download all the podcasts on ignorantuninformed.com. Send us your topics to topics at ignorantuninformed.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Or twank us on Twitter at ignorantun. That's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshers. I'll be in your grill. Peace out.